Now, what are some of the issues, you know, that Malcolm was fighting for or talking about that that is continuing to impact us today?
Well, the major issue that impacts us today is racism and institutional racism. All the things that go in that in terms of denial that this is going on. We have the issues of, back in those days, we had the issues of police brutality, mm-hmm. police abuse, police homicide. That was a major issue that we all were fighting and have been fighting since the beginning of the country. The whole thing of having equal access to housing, employment. Malcolm was talking about that. All of the things that the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, were taught the issues that Malcolm was in complete agreement. They may disagree on how to deal with these issues, but the issues themselves, Malcolm and Martin agreed on, and in fact, there is a tape of them talking just to this point. They had no disagreements. The issue was, how best do we achieve that? And Malcolm believed that if, in order for us to, that we must do for self, that we must stand up and make demands of what is justly ours, and that Black people, before they can ask for any support from anyone else, they must stand up. Martin believed that we have to try to form alliances with those people who are ready to form alliances with. Malcolm did not think it was worth the effort. I think that at some point they both came to terms that they were on the same side. They both were fighting the same enemy. They had different methods about doing it, but that they were on the same page. I think they, whether we're talking about water fountains or whether we're talking about sitting in the back of the bus or whether we're talking about segregation of the schools, I think Malcolm or Martin both thought that these things were unjust.
Mm-hmm. Now, Malcolm left a lot of history, you know, writings and records, and I think some of the major speeches that he gave, Message to the Grassroots, Ballads of the Bullet, Black Man History.
Yeah.
Do you recall any of those, and which ones out in your mind?
Message to the Black Man, the Ballad, they were outstanding speeches that inspired a lot of us. But some of us did not, at the time when Malcolm was this, it was the first time we heard it. You know, the brothers and sisters on the street, the first time we heard it. It is not the first time that Black leaders have spoke to that, because when we listen to Marcus Garvey, he was saying these same things in 1920. You know, Martin recognized that. But Malcolm spoke it in such a way that the grassroots person on the streets could understand it, and then it made sense. And, you know, there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And these two giants, that's what they were, Malcolm and Martin, they were giants that walked away. But this Message to the Black Man, which was a series of topics that he spoke on, and that when one really reads it carefully, and one reads, say, Martin's book, Where Do We Go From Here, you see that both of these men were on point.
Now, let me ask you, we got a lot of young people growing up, you know, and just getting into Malcolm. What do you think should be the major thing that we should learn from Malcolm to pass on to young people?
One, the need for advocacy, the need for activism, the need to speak truth to power. These are all lessons, because without it, without that, right, there's no movement. If there was not black people willing to risk their lives, and there were many, to risk their lives to protest that enough is enough, we would not be where we're at today. If it was not for SNCC, for people fighting for the right to vote, that it was not possible. It was not possible for Barack Obama to happen. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when most universities had no black students attending. And now when we go to campus, you know, we have black fraternities and sororities and all that on every major campus in the country. This is because of struggle. And that's what Malcolm was about. Malcolm was about struggle, about speaking truth to power, about going downtown and meet the man. And so I think that's the lesson. We made, I mean, the civil rights movement, people like Malcolm, we changed this country when it didn't want to be changed. And that's through struggle. That's through struggle.
Right.
When I, back in those days, most blacks couldn't vote. Most blacks, if you went down south, you had to sit in the back of the bus. If you drove down to the south to see your folks, you had to take sandwiches because a lot of restaurants went, well, that wouldn't serve you. All those things are gone now. And we did that. We made them, we changed this society when most of the people didn't want change. And we said, oh, they ain't going ever. No, they ain't going to change if you don't do nothing. They ain't going to change if you don't stand up. And you're not going to get any allies to come to your support if you don't fight back. If you fight back, history tells us that there are other people will come and join you, people of goodwill, that Martin Luther King likes to call the beloved community. Like Malcolm would said to us, we can't look out for allies until we stand up for ourselves. And then when we stand up for ourselves, the other people will come. But if they don't come, it still does not stop us from standing up and speaking out.
So the major thing we got to learn, tell people speak truth, young people speak truth to power and continue the struggle.
That's right.
Right.
You know, if you want change, you have to make it. And you have to make the attempt. The brothers, using the brothers for example, we had no way of knowing that when we first picketed the Union Hall in 1965, for more blacks to be hired, that in doing that, it generated a whole bunch of other people, students and what have you, to come off the campus to join us in our struggle. But if we had waited until we got the support from the white community, from the black community, we would not have won the successes that we won. We have to stand up. We have to get involved in the struggle. If this young man that they killed, the vigilantes killed in Georgia a few months ago, in order for us to stop this, we have to stand up. We have to act as if these young men and young women that are attacked by the police, as if they are our blood brothers, and they are. And we must act like it, and we, you know, and we have to do, as Elderly Cleaver said, we have to do what's necessary, whatever it takes. That's what we have to do. And it has to be more than just talk.
All right, Leon, I want to thank you for this interview, you know, on Malcolm. And I want to thank you for all the information.
Thank you, brother.
Right. And we're going to be talking again. You know that.
Yeah. And listen, I want to thank you. You guys, I'm an old man now. So, but you guys have picked up the baton and you're carrying it well.
But you still carrying it. It ain't left you yet.
Well, I still have a couple of things to say.
Right? Yeah, you still got some gas in the tank, man.
A little bit. I got a little kick.
All right, thank you. That's Leon Van Dyke.
And it was an honor and to chat with you.
Okay.
And I hope you would do it again.
No problem. Thank you, Leon.
Okay, buddy.